Yay. Super Tuesday, too. We have Ohio. We have Florida. We have Illinois. We have what other state is there? Illinois, Ohio, Florida. Well, Florida and Ohio, those are the two biggest. Those are winner take all states. The rest of the states are proportional, and you know how that goes. 10 for you, 5 for you, 6 for you, 1 for you, 8 for you. It's the for you, the you. But Ohio is winner take all, and so is Florida. So those are the two big prizes. And as of right now, you have Trump. He's up something like 20 points in Florida. Now, the Rubio people say that's bunk. It's really not 20. It's single digits. It's more like 5 or 6. You know, hey, maybe this will be a Bernie Sanders style upset. Remember, Michigan had Sanders down by 20 some odd points. Maybe this will be a Bernie Sanders style comeback. I don't know. It's funny. You listen to some of the other programs. Rather, it's Hugh Hewitt. Well, Hugh Hewitt is probably promoting it the most, which is bizarre. Well, it's not that bizarre. What am I saying? He's part of that establishment. He's part of that Never Trump movement. Even though he says he's not part of the Never Trump movement, he is. He is part of that Never Trump movement. When he's talking about strategically, I mean, this is bizarre. It really is. It really is bizarre. It is not democracy whatsoever. It's shenanigans. It really is. It's shenanigans. When you hear Hugh Hewitt talking about if you're a Cruz fan, if you're a Cruz fan or a Rubio fan, vote Kasich in Ohio. And if you're a Kasich or Cruz fan, vote Rubio in Florida, because that's the only way to stop Trump, and that is voting who can win those states. And I listen to this and I go, well, isn't that a Never Trump strategy? Isn't that the concept of, we don't care who wins, as long as it's not Trump, except you're just not saying it, Hugh. But he won't admit it. It's bizarre. It really is. It's bizarre. It's not democracy. If you are a Rubio supporter, if you are a Cruz supporter, if you are a Kasich supporter, you should vote them in whatever state they are running. Plain and simple. If they don't get enough votes, then they don't win. But remember, other than Florida and Ohio, the thing is proportional. But to sit here and strategically vote, and it's not democracy. It really isn't, because ultimately, what they are trying to do is make it so Trump doesn't get the 1,200 and, what is it, 37 votes needed. I think it's 1,237, 1,234, 1,244. It's close. To lock up the nomination, which in turn will send it to Cleveland, and it will be a brokered convention. Now, I know people like Hugh Hewitt are crossing their fingers. As a matter of fact, Hugh Hewitt, he's saying he guarantees it's a brokered convention. He guarantees it's a contested convention. They say there's a difference. One is backroom dealings. The other is out in the open. Either way, it's shenanigans. Either way, it's shenanigans. Because ultimately, if anybody thinks that people who have voted in this primary season, people that have been invested into this process in the primary season, if the Hugh Hewitts and the establishment bigwigs think that they are going to give the nomination to somebody that has less votes than Trump or Cruz or by a miracle Kasich, they are delusional. They are delusional. They're delusional. And when they're on TV or they're on the radio and they are actually giving this possibility legitimacy, they are delusional. I think what they're doing is prepping the audience, prepping the voters for this shenanigans, for this screw job. That's what I think they're doing. That's what I think they're doing. They're all in cahoots with each other. Please. They're all in cahoots. Have you seen Fox? Have you watched Fox lately? Have you? Have you watched Megyn Kelly lately? It's nothing more than Rachel Maddow. It's a non-lesbian Rachel Maddow. That's a Megyn Kelly. It's a non-lesbian Rachel Maddow, except with blonde hair, and of course, Megyn Kelly's more attractive. But if you ever watched Rachel Maddow, it's a militant lesbian spending an hour bashing Trump, Republicans, bashing conservatism. That's it. That's it. Just bashing. And now Megyn Kelly is no different. Megyn Kelly is no different. Last night I watched, and it was 38 minutes. I mean, it was longer, but I clocked in at 38 minutes. I had to go walk the dogs. I did. I actually left to walk the dogs at the 38-minute mark. And it was endless. It was endless bashing. I came back for the final 5 minutes bashing. Rather it's her or it's guests. It's just bashing. Endless. Donald Trump's this. Donald Trump's that. Look at the violence at his rallies. Look at it. Look what's going on. Look what's going on. He's not the one causing the violence. He's not the one causing the violence. MoveOn.org is causing the violence. Black Lives Matter are causing the violence. They're causing the violence. Four, you don't show up to someone's house, sneak inside the window, and start peeing on the floor And when the owner hits you in the head with a baseball bat, you act surprised. You just don't. You just don't. It's insane. It's just insane. It really is. It really is insane. And if you are a Republican, you should be outraged. You should be outraged by what's going on with Hugh Hewitt. You should be outraged at what's going on with Fox News. You should be outraged what's going on with all of these people. It's amazing. It is. It's just amazing. Well, if you don't want Trump, then you strategically need to vote for Kasich. Even if you're a Cruz supporter, you need to then vote Rubio, and we'll move the process a week or two. And then if you strategically vote in this, get out of here. You know, listen. Sometimes you have to tear the system down. Sometimes you have to blow up the house. Sometimes you have to start over. Sometimes you just got to go all in, see what happens, hope for the best, expect the worst, and then move on from there. And I've said this before. The party should get behind Trump. If the party should say the establishment, if the Hugh Hewitts, if these people, the Karl Roves, the Megyn Kellys, the Roger Ailes, if they never want to experience this again, what they should do is get behind Trump. Get behind Trump. Stop with all these attack ads. Just stop. Get behind Trump. And basically say to the base, okay, all right, we're going to ride with you. We're going to ultimately give you what you want. We're going to give it to you. Ride that Trump Express. If it loses and gets wiped out, so be it. But what will come from that is simple. This uprising, this anger, this feeling of people not listening to the millions and millions of voters will be squashed. It'll be done. It'll be over. Because the establishment, the hierarchy, will be able to say, we did it your way. Matter of fact, we did it our way also. In 08, in 2012, we did it our way. In 2016, we did it your way. Both ways did not work. Both ways were failures. So we are now going to have to start from scratch. We're not going to be able to be a a liberal light, a Democrat light. Okay, we're not going to be able to do that. We are going to actually have. We're going to actually have to change. We can't have the same policies and the same positions, but we're just going to be for amnesty. We're going to be for open borders, and that will make us appeal. That will change our party. That will broaden our reach. No. It's going to have to be something bigger, something bolder. You're going to have to look at the Trump campaign. Regardless, like I said, you get behind Trump, whether he wins or he loses. If you listen to all the pundits on the left and the right, they're convinced that Trump will lose every state. They're convinced Trump will lose every state, which is preposterous. It's just preposterous. I mean, some people have states that haven't went to a Democrat in 30 years. They have states that haven't gone to a Democrat ever. Of course, I'm exaggerating, but some of these pundits say Texas will go for Hillary if it's Trump. It's just preposterous. It really is. It's preposterous. Absolutely preposterous. Absolutely preposterous. Georgia. Mississippi. I seen one person talking about Hillary Clinton possibly winning 49 states. It's preposterous. Absolutely preposterous. It's insane. It's insane. Get behind Trump, roll the dice, see what happens. If it goes down, it goes down. If it goes down in flames, if it's on fire, if it's a 10-alarm fire, 20-alarm fire, so be it. So be it. And then build anew. Because if it does not happen this way, if it does not happen this way, and we get to a convention, okay? We get to a convention. And let's just say Rubio stays in. Because now today Rubio's changing his tune. People are saying, hey, listen, if you lose, are you getting out of the race? And Rubio says, well, you know, we're not focused on losing because we're going to win. And then we're going to be in Utah at the end of the week. This is coming from the guy who said the winner of Florida will be the Republican nominee. Rubio said that. Now, I'm not going to start attacking little Marco yet because he has to say this. You have voting going on, and if he says, yeah, if I lose, I'm getting out, he doesn't want to sour any of the supporters or possible supporters who might have second thoughts on voting for Rubio because maybe in their mind they look at the polls and say, you know, he's far behind. I don't want to throw my vote away. I'm just going to back Trump. I'm going to back a winner. I want to back a winner. We live in Florida. We don't have winners. The Dolphins suck. The Marlins suck. The Jaguars suck. All of our teams, they suck. Everybody sucks. We want a winner. So I get it. I get it. Little Rube doesn't want to blow a big fart on everything right now. But if he loses, and he doesn't get out of the race tonight, he doesn't do a Jeb Bush, and he thinks he can go all the way, and the establishment's going to hand him the nomination. If they thought, listen, if they thought there was outrage, if they thought there was unrest in Chicago amongst the MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter people and Trump supporters, they have no idea. They have no idea what will happen come Cleveland. And you have Trump there with maybe 1,000 delegates. Maybe he's got 1,000. Maybe he's 200 short. Maybe Trump's 100 short. Maybe he's got 1,100 delegates. Maybe Trump has 7 million votes. When it's all said and done, maybe 7 million people voted for him, 8 million people. Maybe he's got 10 million, whatever. Establishment from the Hugh Hewitts, the Roger Ailes, Karl Roves, Krautheimers, Stevens, Katie Packers, Romneys. These people honestly think that it would be a good idea. It would be winning strategy to give the nomination to a candidate that has less delegates and less popular votes than whoever that front runner is. They are insane. Absolutely insane. Beyond insane. Literally beyond insane. And why they're even teasing that, I don't know. I don't know. Even if the concept, like I said, is to get people kind of used to that, so when it happens, it's not out of the blue, it's still insane. It's still insane. They might get wiped out bigger by doing it that way than if they went with Trump. Seriously, imagine. They give the nomination to, I don't know, Kasich. They give the nomination to Kasich. Because let's face it, that seems to be the angle. That seems to be the angle. The angle is Rubio loses, Kasich wins, So now you basically have Kasich and Cruz the same. And you move away from Cruz's strong areas, or I should say, supposed to be strong areas, and Kasich's weak areas, and now you move into Kasich's supposed strong areas and Cruz's weak areas. Remember, Cruz is supposed to win the South. He was supposed to win the South. That was the firewall. It was supposed to be locked up already. Cruz is supposed to have won the South. He didn't. We are now moving to areas where you don't have a lot of evangelicals. You don't have a lot of evangelicals. Plain and simple, you just don't have it. As we get into places like New York, Jersey, Pennsylvania, you have more of a electorate, more of a Republican electorate who's not as evangelical, that doesn't vote so much Bible first, common sense second. So the establishment's saying, if we can take Kasich on this second half and flip him with Cruz, we could flip him with Cruz, where now Kasich is coming in second. It's Trump and Kasich. Trump and Kasich. Maybe a Kasich win here and there. But if we could keep Kasich neck and neck with Cruz, and we can get to the convention, we can anoint him the nominee. We can fight it out on the floor and give it to him. I mean, obviously, that's their plan. Obviously, that's their plan. Obviously, somebody has sat with Kasich. Obviously, someone in the establishment has sat with Kasich. And they said, listen, it looks like you're going to win Ohio. You got to win Ohio. The only way this will work is winning Ohio. You win Ohio, you keep going. We will help you. We will get money flowing to you. You need to now appeal to New York, Pennsylvania, and you got to appeal to the West Coast. You got to appeal to California. You got to go after those delegates in California, because we're going to get there. You're going to get there. You're going to need that delegate machine, because it's proportional. So that machine and get those counties chalked up as wins. You got to do it. How do you do it? You come out for amnesty. You come out for open borders. You talk about immigration reform. You talk about granting a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million that are here. And that's what Kasich has started to do. That's what he did yesterday. That's what he did the day before. He did it over the weekend. They are setting up a Kasich run. That's what they're doing. They're setting up a Kasich run. He takes Ohio, and the table is set for the Kasich run. He now becomes what Jeb Bush was supposed to be. He becomes what Marco Rubio was supposed to be. See, remember, you got to remember, when people say, yeah, but why is Rubio being more crucified for the open borders policy, the Gang of Eight policy, than, say, a Kasich? Because people have come to expect that type of thing from Kasich. Remember, Rubio was supposed to be a Tea Party darling. He was supposed to be a new breed. So when he did the Gang of Eight and it blew up in his face, it was a backstabbing, a thumb in the eye. Kasich never ran as a Tea Party darling. Neither did Jeb Bush. But Rubio did. Rubio did. So Kasich is going to be, if he wins Ohio, he's 5 points up. He's 5 points up. Who knows? There's something like 10 or 15,000. 10 or 15,000. That's the rumor. Democrats who have flipped and registered now as Republicans. That was a big news story. So we'll see. As of now, the polls are showing that Kasich's going to win. But, hey, if people are talking about a Rubio upset or the polls not being accurate as far as 20 points down and possibly really being only 5 down and a surge, the same can happen in Ohio. Same can happen Ohio, because as of now, depending on what poll, you have Trump down by 5 in Ohio, or you have Trump and Kasich locked, dead heat in Ohio. But that's the plan. Mark my words. You heard it here, maybe first. Maybe some other local radio talker has laid that scenario out. Maybe. But I'm telling you, that's the plan. The plan is Kasich wins Ohio. The establishment gets behind him. And he is now the person that they are looking to give the nomination to at that convention. And do the unthinkable. Do what I'm telling you will destroy. And not destroy, because you can't destroy a party. You can't. When you hear people, destroy the party. Listen, you're not going to destroy a party. Okay? You will rebuild a party. You're not going to destroy it. All of a sudden, the Republican name is not going to be thrown aside and there's going to be a new name. It's not going to happen. okay? People bring up the wigs. Well, remember, wig part, wig. First off, it was a horrible name to begin with, okay? Wig. Okay? Stop. Just stop. Just stop. I'm telling you, you cannot give the nomination to anyone. And I'm not just saying Trump. If all of a sudden there's a collapse, if all of a sudden there's a collapse, and Cruz overtakes Trump in delegates and popular votes. And remember, popular votes, that's the key. Okay, that's the key. Popular votes. If Cruz overtakes Trump and has more popular votes, and the establishment doesn't give it to Cruz, the same concept that I'm saying with Trump will happen with Cruz. You will have millions and millions and millions of people who will not vote come the general election. They will not vote. If the party tells them that all the blood, sweat, and tears that they have put into this primary doesn't count, it's basically a do-over, and oh, look, we gave it to somebody that you did not vote for, so now we want you to use that same blood, sweat, and tears to support this person against Hillary Clinton, all those people will stay home. They will stay home. I'm not saying they'll vote for Hillary Clinton. They'll just stay home. They'll say, man, I never voted before. I never got involved in the political process before. This was the first time Ted Cruz inspired me. I got out. I went to a rally. I put a sign up in my yard. I even signed up for a Twitter account, and I got engaged with other Ted Cruz support. This, man, this was really cool. if you wanna use a juvenile word, this was cool. And then all of a sudden, someone tells them, "Guess what? Do over." Do over. All that blood, sweat, and tears means nothing. We want you now to support this guy, John Kasich. Those people will stay home. They will stay home. The only way you are going to have a fighting chance, the only way they will make a contest out of this Hillary Clinton general election is going with the candidate who has the most votes. And this notion, and I've said this before, I don't know, 50 times. And rarely do you hear it brought up on your Fox or your Hugh Hewitts or your CNNs. Very rarely do you hear it brought up when people are talking about the Never Trump movement or the percentage of the GOP that don't like Trump, and the other candidates bring this up. You cannot use that argument without turning that argument on yourself if you're a Rubio, a Kasich, or a Cruz. If you're going to say 60%, 70% of the Republican Party does not want Trump, you have to say the same thing about yourself. If you go to the convention and you say, we can't give the nomination to this candidate because A, they don't have the required delegates, and B, there is a 60% or 70% of the party that is rejecting him. You have to then say the same thing about Kasich. You have to say the same thing about Rubio. Hell, you got to say the same thing about Mitt Romney. If they think a Mitt Romney is going to emerge from the shadows and go, hey, everybody, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be the nominee, because that will be neutral. That will be neutral, because if Cruz is the nominee, you're going to upset Trump supporters. If Trump is the nominee, you're going to upset Cruz supporters. If Kasich's the nominee, you're going to upset Cruz and Trump supporters. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go neutral. We're going to go with me. And that's fair. That's fair, because I am outside of you three or you four. Let's all agree. No, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen because nobody voted for him. But if you get to the convention and you have Trump at, 8 million, Cruz at 5 million, Kasich at 2 million, and you say we're going to give it to Kasich, the same argument that people make by trying to deny Trump has to be used with Kasich. It has to be used with all of them. And the establishment, the CNNs, nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to admit that. It's bizarre. I've said it before. It's never been done. It's never been done in a primary or general cycle. Whatever. Rather, it's people running for Senate, people running for the president, people running to be the dog catcher. It's the argument. I have never, ever in my life, and I'm 42. I don't remember much when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, even maybe 10. So let's say 30 years. I don't ever remember the arguments of, well, he has 10 million people that support him. He has 5 million. He has 3 million. And he has 2 million. So really, the person that has the most votes is not the most popular, because those three other people, if you add their votes up, that equals more than the person who has the most votes. I've never heard that before. It's preposterous. It doesn't make sense, and it's not what democracy is. Doesn't matter if it's two people running. It doesn't matter if it's five people running. It doesn't matter if there's 10 people running. Whoever has the most votes wins. You don't sit there and count up votes and say, well, if you add those votes here, and then you lick your thumb and hold it in the sky, and you don't do that. You say you have 10, you have 6, you have 3, you have 1, you have none. Okay, you win. The other people don't go, well, wait a minute, let's add up our votes, because then we'll mind meld our brains together. We'll will jump inside each other's bodies. And if we jump inside each other's bodies, I think that's what the establishment is thinking. Maybe they have a machine. Maybe this establishment, maybe there's like an Illuminati. An Illuminati mixed with the Freemasons, mixed with the aliens that... That created the earth mixed with Jesus. Okay, maybe all four of those entities created a machine. Okay, we don't know about it because we're the little people. We're you know, nobodies. But maybe they created a machine. We don't know about it, of course. And when they get to the convention... And they've always had this machine, you know. It's been there. It's been in a basement. It's been in Dick Cheney's basement before Dick Cheney. It was in Nixon's basement before Nixon. It was in Strom Thurmond's basement. Okay. And this machine was always there. Okay. It's just been passed on because they've never needed it. Never needed the super secret. A mind meld machine, but our founding fathers knew that at some point it would be needed, and that point is now. And the GOP establishment is getting ready to bust out the mind meld, Freemason, Illuminati, alien, Jesus machine, and come Cleveland. When you have Trump, Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz. And they're all there in that room. And Trump has the most delegates, and he has the most popular votes. And he's looking around the room going, well, guys, you have to give it to me or there's going to be a revolt. You have to give it to the person that has the most delegates and the most popular votes. And all of a sudden, Karl Rove appears from the shadows. And he's got this machine that he's pulling. And he goes, not so quick, Mr. Trump. And all of a sudden, Cruz, Kasich, and Rubio jump in the machine. And they push a button, the lights go off, and what comes out of the machine is this mind meld of Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz. It's like it's called Marco. It's called Marco Cruz Chick. Marco Cruz Chick. Okay. Marco Krustic. All of a sudden, Marco Krustic, he comes out of this machine, and the establishment goes, there you go. Marco Krustic now has the delegates and the popular votes. He will be our nominee. And Donald Trump goes, oh, touche. Touche. And then he gets on the Trump copter and flies away. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're gunning for. And we don't know it because, of course, we're the little people. But we'll see. It's Super Tuesday. It's huge.